Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 9th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapters 1 to 3, The Vanity of Pleasure and Worldly Happiness. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verses 10 and 11 tells us this in the words of Solomon. Whatever my eyes desired, I did not keep from them. I did not withhold my heart from any pleasure, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. And this was my reward from all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had done, and on the labor in which I had toiled. And indeed, all was vanity and grasping for the wind. There was no profit under the sun. King Solomon had everything that any man or woman could dream of having in this world. Not only did he have godly wisdom, that God also granted him both riches and honor. In fact, he had everything that this world could offer him. That includes pleasure, laughter, wine, wisdom, houses, gardens, money, possessions, music, and servants. He also had about 700 wives and 300 concubines. However, he soon realized that they were all in vain. He understood that lasting satisfaction does not come from possessing tangible things like money, material goods, projects, entertainment, and work. Solomon also understood that pleasure is vain, as are human accomplishments. Houses, gardens, reservoirs, a house full of servants, herds and flocks, silver and gold, professional musicians for entertainment, all fail to yield satisfaction. Solomon's kingly office afforded him anything that he wanted, but he always wanted more and did not get the satisfaction that he wanted. Let us understand that happiness in our lives does not arise from the situation in which we are placed or from worldly pleasures that we have. It is only through Jesus Christ that lasting joy can be attained. We read in John chapter 15 verses 9 to 11 like this. As my Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full.